In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Until Shador put up four tutties, right? About one quarter into that game yesterday, I was thinking to myself, how many ways can I say fire Kevin Stefanski tomorrow because of the way the Browns came out of the chute from that game, from the defense giving up quick, easy points early, looking like they had laid down, to on the very first drive, right? On the very first drive, Tennessee just scores. Your very first offensive drive, the first thing you do is run back-to-back plays and run them poorly, where I just think at some point there has to be some punishment. If you run on first and second down repeatedly, I need Jimmy Haslam to walk out and kick somebody in the skippies. I need something to happen. But thankfully, Shador played well enough that this just wasn't 5 hours of fire Stefanski.
It feels fun. It's funny because they did lose to one of the worst teams, the worst team in the NFL, and yet today's felt like a lot of fun in many ways.
Now,
it's different.
That being said, this would be the time where, after last week finally saying, I'm done with Stefanski all the way, let's be done with this, I think it's time to restate that fact, because he was really bad yesterday. On the two-point conversion alone, taking Shador off the field, that in and of itself is a fireable offense.
And that's where he's getting a lot of heat today. So it's funny, because if you would try to tell a bunch of national people or a bunch of people that are, the Albert Breers or Ross Tuckers that are going to come on, like, hey, listen, guys, you don't understand. The amount of special teams blunders, it's continued, and that's a hard sell for them. But the idea that everyone's talking about the failed two-point conversions and how we went about that, I think that bolsters the case in many ways.
Yeah, and I just think, like, if you're going to make that play, that's fine. But I think something that Kevin has continued to do less of, right? Because it's funny, like, I think we all treat, like, all Kevin Stefanski's pressers as, like, they're the same thing. No, there are times where he's been more forthcoming than other times. To basically, when he's asked questions about the two-point conversion decision, to basically steer the conversation to why it was, meaning like the actual play itself, as opposed to defend why Shador wasn't on the field.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's now 24 hours removed from that loss, exactly, and we still don't know why he thinks it's a good idea to remove the quarterback who's on a roll from the field in a goal line situation, when the goal, by the way, isn't just to win, Freudian slip, but also to give this quarterback chances to, like, prove himself.
All right, I'm going to give you an answer, okay? And I'm just trying to get into the brain of Stefanski. I have a nice quarter zip from the Stefanski collection on today, so I feel like maybe we can do this, okay?
Did you audit, like, a Ivy League online class?
That's next.
Okay.
We're right away from that, yeah. I think if you ask Stefanski, and this is why they had settled that they were going for this while the drive was happening, okay? And this is where he misses feel often. I bet if you asked him, truth serum, hooked them all up, he would tell you that play with Judkins and even you're not using Corley, you're using Gage at that point. I think he thinks that was the best play they have in their bag. That gives them the best chance to actually get the job done. And I think the easy and obvious response back to that, Nick, would be, well, then you don't know what you're looking at, because Shador Sanders should be the one on the field, and he's the one that's been authoring up 400 total yards of offense. How do you not pay attention to that? But this would also fall in line with the idea that for months, he didn't trust Shador yet. And so I think there's a lot of that happened in that game that hasn't carried over yet. And I think that just that came from a lack of trust in Shador, more so the faith and ability in Judkins and the Wildcat in order to get that job done. And I think he thinks that's the best play they could do in that moment.
I think the thing that has to happen over the next 4 weeks is on every Monday, where it's apparent that the coaching staff has again jobbed you. Like the Browns are a 3-win team with 4 games to go in a huge part because of the coaching staff. And like, it really frustrated me when people on that call were like, well, but it's Tommy Reese's call. He is the head coach who focuses on one side of the ball, the side of the ball that made the dunderheaded play to take the ball out of the quarterback's hands. I have not minded the Wildcat in the other two games because I understood what they were doing to some point. Shador was on one. He was rolling. He was playing really good football.
Gotta let that man
and
cook.
So I like the offensive coordinator is going to want to get creative. The offensive coordinator is going to want to me. Tommy Reese suggesting that or wanting to make that call is not the problem. That's what that guy's job is to do. The head coach in this scenario has ultimate veto power. But there's a segment of people who you can't even give Kevin that blame. I can't judge the guy for who's in the quarterback rooms to some people. I can't judge him on how they're coached. I can't judge him on the in-game decisions. Am I just supposed to believe that Kevin Stefanski is just... He's just opaque. He's just see-through. He actually isn't a real person. He's just a robot.
Oh, so that's interesting. I didn't, maybe I should have looked at it that way. I didn't look at it as people like defending Stefanski or anything with that. I just think people didn't understand how collaborative this whole thing is. And I think people didn't understand. I think in passing the torch to Tommy Reese, I think fans just thought that he just is all-encompassing, and then Stefanski was just, I don't know, going to sit idly by.
An espresso?
I know.
Little Tolstoy?
And so I think that's kind of what people were thinking, and they were obviously wrong about it, and we've been talking about it for weeks, the idea that this was going to look more like what Sirianni does in Philadelphia, where he's got a hand in all of it, and you'll leave games, and yes, he might have called 20% of the plays, he might have called 60% of the plays, but he's got his hand in the cookie jar in all of it, and they talk through everything.
And I'll just go back to this. You either coach it or you allow it. So when, to me, again, with Bubba Ventrone, I'm not anti-Bubba Ventrone. I'm anti-losing repeatedly because of special teams. So when Bubba Ventrone, because here's the problem. Kevin Stefanski has said, and this is how this we know this because people repeat this, of what the Browns do not fire coaches in the middle of the season. They don't believe that there's a significant advantage there. They prefer to make changes at the end of the season. So you would rather look good to other people around the NFL than get business and then get serious about winning football games. That's all it tells me. So from now on, when Tommy Reese makes that decision and it goes poorly, guys, it's on Kevin. When Bubba Ventrone's special teams, when I'm 75 years old talking about Bubba Ventrone's special teams units,
I hope not.
As he's like Ted Williams, frozen head, screwing up special teams, it'll be on the head coach because Bubba Ventrone serves at the leisure of Kevin Stefanski, and the special teams have boned you 6 times this year.
I didn't want to ruin the rant, but are you suggesting you outlive Tommy Reese?
No, Tommy Reese, he's going to be a head coach somewhere. He'll be the next Kevin O'Connell.
Where was the Ted Williams frozen head coming into play?
Oh, that was Bubba Ventrone.
Oh, Bubba Ventrone.
Yeah,
so you're suggesting you outlive Bubba Ventrone.
Yeah, I'm also a frozen head in that scenario, by the way.
Okay, well, I thought because you said you're 75.
Been like 5 years, yeah.
I was like, okay, I didn't know where we were on the table.
I mean, Bubba's going to be like, well, actually, I think
Bubba's not that old.
I mean, isn't he
early 40s, I think?
He might actually be, we might be the same age.
Yeah, like the odds you outlive Bubba Ventrone, he's 43.
Yeah.
You're 40.
Yeah.
Probably not great.
No, they are. I've got medicine on my side.
And he doesn't?
No. My point is, medicine's going to be the great equalizer.
What do you mean?
No, there's a medicine, the advances in technology. I'm going to be bionic by the time I'm 50.
Okay.
But we'll get a bionic heart in there, going to get a bionic liver in there.
You're going to be like half computer then, half robot by that point.
Best version of me. Hell yeah.
I mean, Dylan's already partly computer, so like you're just stealing from him, basically.
Yeah. Well, no. I won't be a supercomputer. I'll be like a working computer. Okay, that wasn't great. I can even admit that was not.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was weak talk for me. The point is, it is your weekly reminder that Kevin Stefanski has no business being the head coach going forward. And there's no way. I would love to truly sit with Jimmy Haslam candidly in the suite and just say, what do you think about all this? What do you think about this decision? What do you think about this? Because quite frankly, there's no defending this.
Well, he might just say, wait for it. It's coming. He might. I would hope he'd say that at this point. Like, is there any world that we live in where Stefanski is the head coach next year?
Yeah.
Because like all the beat reporters continue to say the same thing they've been saying for a long time now, in that they don't feel like he's truly maybe they'll admit the seat is warm at this point, but they don't think that he's actually going to get fired.
Yeah, I just think I don't put anything past the hubris of Jimmy Haslam. And I don't know Jimmy, but I can only judge him off his decisions. Jimmy Haslam has run this organization arrogantly, and he has done it since the day he got here. And the thing that Daryl said that was spot on was the Browns have committed to this hyper-vigilant analytics model, and they're no better than they were the 10 years before these guys got here.
No.
So when people say, well, do you really think Jimmy has? Yes, he would. Yes, Jimmy believes he is ordained by God to run an organization, and by Job, at some point, he'll get it right.
If Stefanski still has his job next year, it's because he was in on the whatever we're calling this where they lose a lot of games. There would be a hard time convincing me otherwise. This coming from the owner that was giving bonuses to Hugh Jackson for losses, I'm of the belief that if he still has his job next year, the call was coming from inside the house. He was playing along with it the entire time.
I think, honestly, though,
it'll make a lot more sense of a Jets loss and a Titans loss, I'll tell you that much.
But here's the problem is, you're in some ways, you are giving him a pass for it then.
Well, then he's just executing his job as what they're basically instructing him to do. It's not giving him a pass because we still have to go through it, but I see where you're going.
But I think the idea that, you know what, they lost the game and that was the plan. Guys, they're not good enough to win games. What makes you think they can successfully lose games? Do you know what I mean? Like, hey, we can't orchestrate. If when we put all of our brain power and the thought partners get together and we cup hands and we sing the Yale theme song or the Harvard theme song or the Penn theme song, and then we talk about it and we just sit there thinking, we're just, hey, guys, how much better are we than everyone else? When you cannot successfully plan to win the game, why do you think they'd be good at losing games too on purpose?
I mean, they just they made the Titans look like an offense that the Titans had never been this year. There were so many parts of that game that were peculiar up until even the deciding part of the game and the 2-point conversion and what that call ended up being.
Go ahead.
No, or even where they've admitted already at this point that like that was the plan the entire time. Their plan the entire time for the 2-point conversion attempt was to use as many rookies as they can in a gadget play. Like it doesn't seem like that's plausible.
I was ready to fire Kevin Stefanski last week. I cannot imagine a world in which Jimmy Haslam didn't watch what happened. Having watched everything else that happened, and he didn't maybe realize that yesterday Kevin went a long way to firing himself.
That's why I'm saying if he's back next year, we have a lot of tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists to go ahead and talk to.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.